You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
Hello, welcome along to another episode of Coffee Talk with me, David.
And Tamara.
That's you.
That's me. No, that's you.
we tried to record this just now and we started off speaking over each other, which wasn't that interesting and most probably would have sounded very, very chaotic.
We should do just one episode of bloopers.
We could do that maybe at the start of the new year.
So you have to keep saving them.
But this part of the podcast is talking about our life here in the village, in Cidacini, in northern Bosnia-Herzegovina, what we get up to, and when we go away somewhere, the experiences that we have. But we're not traveling anywhere at the moment because...
Yes, we are only far away, like 40 kilometers from the border.
Yeah.
With European Union or with Croatia. Yeah, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, the European Union. It makes me think about sometimes when you say about the European Union and the area that we live in Bosnia is called the Krajina, right?
Yes.
And that was like the defining difference between...
Europe and Krajina.
No, the Austro-Hungarian Empire and the Ottoman Empire. It's a little bit like that now, isn't it, really? Except the empire is north.
Yeah.
Yeah, the European Union. So... What
but we
like
always, living here, we always feel like Europeans.
Yeah.
Like that we are part of the Europe.
Well, we are.
I mean...
Apart from now.
Physically, we are,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, but we're not really.
Part of Balkan and Europe.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Stolen today.
Stolen.
Stolen is a traditional German...
Christmas bread.
Advent bread, really.
Advent
and Christmas bread.
It's been there for 700 years, I read.
Yep, and I think that it originated from the city of Dresden.
Yes.
The most famous is the Dresdener Stollen. I used to love it to bits when I lived in Germany, and I got used to it and used to have it every year thereafter. And so when I came here, I introduced Tamara to it. And we were able to buy what they call a Christstollen from, what store was it? Mercator was it then?
They had them everywhere. They have them everywhere in all the bigger shops.
But not this year.
Not this year. You can't find the Stollen, so I decided to make our own.
Well, you've made it before.
I made it before, yes.